But let's talk a little ball right now with Manny Diaz, coach of the U. The Miami Hurricane head coach joins us now. Manny, how are you?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, man, we really appreciate it. We know that we definitely want you to kind of take a look at spring, but at the very least start off kind of what we were talking about a little bit. You're still somewhat handcuffed with the Rona and what's been going on, particularly throughout the season and now into the offseason. How has it been for you in terms of kind of getting back to how you'd like to be able to run an offseason?
Well, we're not quite there yet. The virus is still relentless. You know, we certainly had a little outbreak of it back in November, but it has still been touching our program. And so, you know, you want everybody to be able to enjoy these 15 days of practice. And we have had guys, you know, that have been in and out, which, is just a part of the reality. We're blessed because last year we only got 14 practices and we're 13 out of 15 in. So at least there's that.
Now, Coach, when I was with Jimmy, he would always tell me that, you know, games are played on Saturday, but they're won in the offseason, you know, through intensity, conditioning, and competitiveness. How are those three areas? How are you pleased with that so far in your team?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, really, starting back into our offseason program, we should feel like last year we were as strong of a team as we needed to be, and part of that was just because of you know, being in the lockdown, which, you know, everybody knows that was different in different parts of the country. But, you know, we had a lot of guys that had a hard time even finding a gym in March, April, May, and half of June a year ago. So some of the guys that we wanted to make some jumps a year ago, we didn't feel like they did. So we pushed our spring practice back a couple more weeks. We extended our offseason program and really pounded some weights in the weight room. And between that and our agility drills and mat drills, you know, you're trying to build a physical and mental backbone of your football team. Then now you bring the football side in it, which we've done here for the last 4.5 weeks. And you know, you've got year two of an offensive system. Obviously, we got to refine our edge defensively from what happened to us a year ago. So this has been a very important spring for us, and I think the guys have responded really well.
Hey, man, it's Matt Hayes. Thanks so much for being so generous with your time. I want to go to Derek. Where is he right now? And is it possible he could be ready for the fall?
Yeah, Matt, that's been the plan really since the beginning of the year. You know, the way that the calendar felt and the injury that he had, our doctors felt like that he would have an opportunity to be healthy for training camp and to feature in the Alabama game to start off our season. So, and that's just with a normal person. Then you're talking about Derek, and Derek is not a normal person. He is. You know, exceeded all of the expectations in terms of all of his benchmarks along the way in the rehab process. We've had to be smart and kind of, you know, tell him to take it easy because, you know, he wants to, you know, go. But he's been, you know, making the slow steps along the way and has had no setbacks, which has been really encouraging. And now what we've gotten a great spring, you know, look ahead at Tyler Van Dyke and Jake Garcia. Both extraordinarily talented quarterbacks who have both really done good things this spring for us, which has been encouraging. But this team is, you know, this locker room is Derek's locker room, and it's been, you know, our guys are excited to see him get back into the football side of things when we return for the summer.
Manny Diaz, the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, here with us on XL Primetime. Coach, entering year number three, clearly 2019 did not end the way you wanted it to, and then lo and behold, you guys are in the top 10. For a large majority of last season. What do you think the biggest difference was between year one and year two? And do you see that momentum continuing into year number three?
I think we do. I think that's why so many of our players came back. You know, we had guys that had a chance to go to the NFL draft, which has always been an issue here at Miami. And a bunch of guys said no to that. We've got, you know, obviously with the COVID year, we've got super seniors and, you know, and you saw all around the country, a lot of players, you know, wanted to transfer out of programs, and our guys wanted to be here. So I think what that showed is that we were a more connected team in 2020 than we were in 2019. And ultimately it just comes down to just people. It's not complicated. We had, you know, we're trying through recruiting, staff. Look, the better people you add on a team, the better team you're going to have. We're not there yet. We got to continue to recruit at a high level. Over the next few years, you know, where you're stacking, you know, classes on top of classes, and not just in terms of talent, but of like-minded people who, you know, aren't here to, you know, just use Miami to get the NFL, but want to, you know, to be a part of, of, sort of reestablish the glory that what we know about Miami Hurricanes football, because obviously that's been lost. And that doesn't happen overnight. You can look at all the comparisons all around the country of programs that have been on the top and then fallen down a little bit. And it's never a snap of the fingers. And it's good that it isn't, because you have to appreciate how difficult it is when you get back up there. So to me, just getting the right people on board, like-minded people that want to play with like-minded people that have similar goals. And I think that's what we've improved every year.
Visiting with Manny Diaz, coach of the Miami Hurricanes. You can definitely check him out on social media as well, @coach_Manny Diaz. You know, up here in Jacksonville, we're all jacked up about getting Trevor Lawrence coming to town. But you go back to that pro day, Jalen Phillips, boy, did he pop, coach. You know, maybe hit on him and what you think of Quincy Roche and Gregory Rousseau and Brevin Jordan. Just a little bit of an idea of how you think these guys are going to be off into the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen, he slayed it on pro day. You know, I mean, there was some jaw-dropping performances that I think really helped him, and I think will propel him into the upper echelon in the first round, which is, to me, where he deserves to go. Jalen's been phenomenal in the 2 years that he's been there, that he's been on our campus. 1 year where, you know, he was just sort of remaking his body, and then last year I just thought he played at such a high level. It'd have been fun to have him and Greg Rousseau side by side, but Greg is such a unique talent. You know, has you know, some things that you just can't coach in terms of his length and athleticism for such a big guy. And then he's a phenomenal person, a guy that anybody would want to have in their locker room. And he's got so much upside, you know, because again, really only played 1 year of ball for us. And then Quincy Roche, you know, and that's a guy that, you know, people are sleeping on. He had a great pro day. And he's just got great instincts for the game. He's got a great feel, great pass rush feel. You know, he was really, really good at the Senior Bowl. So I think all three of those defensive ends are, you know, top picks, top 100 picks between the three of them for sure. And more than likely two first rounders. And you got a guy like Brevin Jordan, who right. On any given year, you know, arguably would be the top tight end in the draft. And you know, Brevin just, you know, through no fault of his own, because he plays so hard, would have an injury or two during the course of a season that might keep him out of for a game or two. But Brevin's not a soft guy. He's got great hands, great run after catch potential. He's been one of the most explosive tight ends in all of college football for the last 3 years. So that's special. And then we probably got the best kicker in the draft, you know, Jose Borregales. So it's fun to watch. I think we've got five guys that not only will make the NFL, but I think all five will make an NFL team better the first day they arrive.
Now, Coach, when I was playing at Miami, when we was an independent, Jimmy Johnson used to schedule our first games of the season. In 87, was number 10 Florida. In 88, it was number 1 Florida State. He would use that as a catalyst during the offseason. How much have you used that September the 4th going against Alabama for your guys to get them motivated? I know you don't need to be motivated, but to get them going, knowing they're going to play the number 1 team in the country.
No, I think you're right on point right there, Leon. I mean, it puts a different sense of urgency on everything you do in your off season, because, you know, look, in college football, we're the one sport at any level that doesn't get a preseason game, right? I mean, that's why these spring games and scrimmages and things like that are so important for us. I mean, even, you know, high schools get jamborees, you know, every other college sport plays some sort of exhibition. We're the only one that, you know, when we kick it off, it's for real. And so you gotta be in, you know, kind of midseason form, you know, right from the start. So, it's provided great urgency for us in the off season. And look, we need to, you know, for us to be what we want to be, we've got to get into these type of games, and we've got to see, you got to be real with who you are. And you want to be challenged by the best. So I think our guys, embrace that. And I think to your point, you know, the way it was back in the day, I mean, I think you want to schedule to the point where, you know, where the guys have to accept the challenge or step aside and play somebody that wants to accept that challenge.
Hey, Manny, the name, image, and likeness deal is official in the state of Florida in July. I saw on Twitter where you guys are already educating your current players. So recruiting, now high school guys. Are guys, high school guys, aware of the NIL? Are you making them aware of it, and does it help you recruit?
Well, I think everybody's aware of it. You know, what we are all still waiting on, no matter what anybody's saying anywhere, is that we're still waiting on what it's going to look like. We know we have a Florida law, but in all reality, there will be probably some sort of federal law, because, you know, I don't think anybody believes it's a good idea that there's 50 different rules for 50 different states in college football. So I think we are working towards some sort of uniformity in what that looks like. What I know is that, to me, if you want to be in a better market, you know, and to me, from a recruiting standpoint, you know, I think that's where Miami's got a lot of advantage. Obviously, we've got this city is booming right now, and we've got a great economy, and we've got, you know, great businesses right here. And if you want to market yourself, you know, you want to market yourself. You know, we always tell the kids there's a reason why. The reason why when LeBron James had one more move to make, he went to L.A. You know, I'm sure the Sacramento Kings wanted him also. But you know, when he was thinking about marketing himself beyond basketball, L.A. was a pretty decent city to do it in. And that's why you come to Miami. That's why you play for the Heat. That's why you go to L.A. It's just hard to fully maximize your potential if you're in some small town somewhere, because it's just simply quite obvious. If you're going to open up a business, you want to be where the money is. And there's a lot more business opportunities here in a big city. So I think it's got a potential to really give us an advantage over some other schools.
Final moments here with Manny Diaz, the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. Coach, for anybody that follows recruiting, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out Miami is the arrows pointing up. I mean, there is a buzz about you guys, not only in the south part of the state, but up here where we are in Jacksonville. People are talking more about Miami now than maybe they have been in years past. Are you where you want to be? I know you talked about you got to recruit class after class after class. Certainly you've made a dent. I mean, you finished higher in the rankings than Florida and Florida State a year ago. Are you happy with where you are on the trail, or are you never quite satisfied there?
Well, I think, like, you know, you wouldn't be a coach if you're ever satisfied, right? I mean, that's always the coach answer. I mean, here's what you are. You're pleased at the steps that we're taking, you know, and for us to get to the Miami that everybody remembers at the national championship level, first thing we have to do is we have to just improve incrementally from the Miami that where we are. And I think being intimate with our reality and understanding the steps we had to take, getting some of the top players in South Florida to stay home, which I think now, you know, last year's class, we hit on more than we missed. And that's not been happening in recent times, you know, getting the big three, getting the majority of the top players in the state of Florida. That's what we were able to do this past year. So I think those type of steps are getting you closer to where you want to get to, but now you got to do it every year. So we made some changes in the way that we recruit. We made some changes to our recruiting operation here. We are seeing the fruit of that labor. Recruiting is a different animal today than what it was 20 years ago. It's night and day. But I do think, you know, Duval County has always been great to us. I mean, the guys at Duval, they've not just been, you know, in terms of just good signees, they've been good players when they come down here. We got some great Jacksonville players on our team this year, and for whatever reason, there's always been a good connection from the kids from Jacksonville with the kids from South Florida. I think there's a similar toughness in the way that high school football is coached from the coaches up there, and I think they respond well to the kids in this area. So, but we just got to keep going forward, because, like I said, that's the way forward. You got to continue to stack great classes and continue to get the great players, and then sooner or later you get the game changer at a couple spots. That is the guy that wins you the big game, and that's what we're working towards.
Yeah, that's what guys like Will Mallory are dreaming of coming from here, going down there, and you've got Jalen Rivers and Jeremiah Payton. You've got a lot of good players. Well, Coach, keep it rolling, man. We always appreciate your time. We know the U fans up here definitely love hearing from you. Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thanks, Manny.
You guys have a good one.
Hey, Coach, tell Ed I'm sending him a couple of All-Pro Series cigars, too.
good. He needs them for sure.
Thank you, Manny. All right.
All right, see ya.